Hi everyone, I'm your host, Brittany Nicole, and this is The Female Millennial, a podcast where you get to have girl talk with me and some of your favorite boss babes. We're going to be talking about career, balance, and what it really takes to become successful in your industry. So grab your coffee and your notebook. Let's chat, shall we?
Hey guys, welcome back to The Female Millennial Podcast. I am your host, Brittany Nicole. And for this episode, we're recording with Listening Party inside of Canal Street Radio. You guys know how much of a goal it was this year of mine to be able to bring guests on the podcast. And thanks to Listening Party, I can now do so comfortably inside of Canal Street Radio. So speaking of guests, today we'll be chatting with another boss babe who is literally killing the game, Tyla Lauren Gilmore. So you guys might know her. Her platform, Ty Lauren, started in 2015. She was known as a natural hair Instagram platform, and since then, her influence has blossomed within not only the natural hair community, but beauty, fashion, lifestyle, and with endless affordable and beauty and fashion tips, she strives to create content that, you know, inspires her followers and helps them embrace who they are. So, I don't know about you guys, but that sounds amazing to me. So welcome, Tyla, to the show.
Hey, everyone. So excited to be here.
Yes. So we met, I feel like, on social media. I feel like we met on social media and then we kind of like met at an event.
I feel like we've been following each other forever.
I know. And so like every time we see each other at an event, we're just like, hey, girl.
I know. It's so crazy. I'm like, wait, I'm trying to think of when was the first time we met and I don't even remember because it was probably so long ago.
I know I saw you at like an Instagram event that my job had.
Oh, yes.
But I feel like it was before then too. Literally like so many events that is really hard to keep track. But I know every time I see you, like, you have such a light about you and you're always so positive and so welcoming.
Thank you.
So I, of course, wanted to have you on the show because I knew that you would bring light on this podcast.
Yay. I'm so excited. I think it's dope. I fell in love with the name. I think, like, the Female Millennial Podcast, I'm like, this is amazing. So excited.
So, like, I know about you. I know what you do. You're killing it on Instagram. I can't even begin to describe what you're doing, but I want you to tell our listeners more about you, what you do, just give them the rundown.
Okay, so keep it like short and sweet. I am a lifestyle, fashion, beauty, content creator, influencer, digital maven because I feel like I do a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. I'm on Instagram, but I also do like freelance like photography and like videography.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I didn't know that.
I kind of keep it like on the low.
Yeah.
And I do like a lot of like consulting for like influencers that want to start.
Oh,
so
that's so cool.
I want to eventually like branch out and do more. But for right now, I'm trying to figure out like how I want to take my influencing to the next level because, you know, all good things come to an end,
You
know? So I definitely want to have like different routes and paths for like after I'm established as an influencer and what I want to do next. But I do YouTube as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm debating if I want to start a blog. It's been a while that I've been like fighting myself back and forth because I'm not like super secure in my writing.
Right.
And I'm being so transparent right
now. Yeah, no, that's totally fine.
Like, so it's so crazy because a lot of people don't really know about like the whole like blog struggles. They're like, influencer, oh my God, your life is so perfect, but it's a lot. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
So especially when you're in the creative field, I know you definitely understand that. So right now, primarily on Instagram, I do a little bit of YouTube and I'm on Twitter and all those good things.
So this question is totally off script, guys, but like we have to talk about like Instagram being down yesterday and how much of a struggle like it had and like impact it had on everyone. So like, do you feel like it's now necessary like more than ever to like branch outside of your social media channels because of that?
100%.
Okay.
I think it's definitely tough.
Mm-hmm.
But like it's so funny because one of my really close friends, she's an influencer as well. She always told me like she always just gives me like super great advice. And she's like, you know, Instagram is great and Twitter's great and YouTube's great, but like having like a website and having like other real estate will really help you because you never know where these apps are going to be in a few years, you know? And like, you don't ever want to put all of your cookies in one basket because then you're going to be like, it's going to suck in the end.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So like people, you know, they have like this conception about what an influencer does and what the daily day-to-day life is, but can you like give some knowledge on like what you do and like what your job entails on a day-to-day?
Okay, so I'm a full-time influencer. Mm-hmm. So I went full-time, I want to say like real deal full-time, because I was like back and forth doing like freelance and like doing a bunch of stuff. But I want to say it's been about like 2 years that I've been full time.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. It's scary for sure. But for my my routine, like my day to day, it definitely changes. I live in Staten Island, so I'm not in the city like every day, and it's very expensive to commute back and forth for anybody that doesn't live in like Brooklyn or the Bronx or Queens. You guys can just hop on a train. So it's a little tough for me. So I try to like limit my days. So if I'm not in the city, like going to events, networking, meeting up with other influencers, you know, like meeting with brands, I'm definitely home, and it's like content 24/7.
Yeah.
So a lot of my influencer friends, they tell me I'm crazy because like I do this thing called like batch shooting. So like I'll do like 10 looks in one day.
Oh my God.
And people are like, you're absolutely crazy.
How many hours does it take you to do that?
It depends on who I'm shooting with. Yeah. Depends on the weather. Depends on the location. Mm-hmm. Depends on what I'm shooting. Depends if it's for a brand or if it's for myself. So it really depends. But I've gotten down, I've like mastered it to like within 3 hours, I could probably bang out like 10 looks.
That's good.
If none of them are like brand stuff. If it's like all for me, like yesterday I actually shot with like one of my close friends and he knows the drill. He's like, okay, Ty, like put on a timer. We're putting on 30 minutes for this outfit. We're getting like this outfit shot, this face shot, this. He's just so used to it. So I know that I can shoot with him and I'll bang it out quickly.
Yeah.
But if it's someone like another person that's not familiar with shooting with me, it kind of takes a little bit longer and I won't be an overachiever and shoot 10 looks. I'll probably shoot 3.
Yep.
So, yeah. So, I'm usually, the days that I'm not in the city, I'm usually home and I'm doing, like, I'm recording, doing YouTube, doing emails, which is, I feel like, is mostly my life. A lot of people are like, what? And it's just, I spend a lot of time on my laptop.
It's time consuming.
Hours. So.
But it's important.
Yeah.
So, let's rewind back to 2015 when you first started. What was, like, your thought process? Was it like, you know, I'm just going to start my own platform, or were you just doing it just to do it and saw that it was gaining all this traction?
Definitely the second, because I absolutely had no idea what like a blog. I knew what a blogger was. I didn't know what an influencer was. I honestly it was either like fashion bloggers that I looked up to forever, like Crystal Bick. I'm not sure if you're familiar with her, but she's like a veteran and like she's one of the first people. Her and Sincerely Jules was like the first two fashion bloggers I followed when I was like a freshman in college. And I would just read it all the time and I'd be like, oh my God, this is amazing. This is beautiful. Like I wish I could do something like this, but I was never like bold enough.
Yeah.
And then I want to say like my last year of college, I was going natural with my hair and one of my best friends, she's like, I call her a weaveologist because she knows like legit everything about weaves, wigs, hair.
It's good to have a friend like that.
Oh my God, she told me so much, because if it wasn't for her, I would literally just still blow dry my hair and burn it to a crisp and wand it, and I would look crazy. So she brought me to the beauty supply and she was like, this is what a leave-in conditioner is, you need to use it. And then Instagram started becoming like a big thing. I remember having it in college and I had it on my iPad.
Oh,
and it was just, it was so bogus and it was just terrible. But I was like, oh my God, this is going to be so cool. Like when it gets bigger, by the time I graduated in 2014, it was like this big deal and like more, it wasn't as big as it is now, but it was like getting more like traction. Like people were like, oh my God, this is cool. This is cool. So a lot of my friends, I'm really blessed. They're all creative. So they're, if they're not photographers, they're videographers, or like they just do everything in like a creative, in the creative realm.
Yeah.
So, my close friend, he's a photographer and he does like videography too. And he was like, Ty, I need to practice. Like I need somebody to shoot. I need somebody to take pictures of. And I was like, oh, this is perfect. I'm going to just do this because this is fun. And while I was doing that, I was going natural with my hair.
Okay.
So I wasn't really trying to document it. I was just trying to learn.
Yeah.
And then I remember posting, like, because I was so excited. I like took a selfie. I'm like my bootleg iPhone 3. And I was like, oh my God, this is so great. Like I have a pattern, a curl pattern, you know? So then people actually like really loved it. And they were like, oh my God, what conditioner are you using? What shampoo are you using? And I was just like, this is so like, this is shocking. Like I wouldn't think anybody would care about stuff like that. And then I remember like hashtags were starting to get like huge. So I put it under one of my pictures and I got like posted on like a natural hair page and I had a heart attack.
So exciting.
Because
like when you're first starting out.
I still wasn't ever trying to be an influencer. I was just like, this would be cool if like more people ask me questions, you know? And then to fast forward, I'm also very chatty, so you can tell me like
girl, you're fine.
So so then after that, I was still working full time. I had just graduated in 2014 and I was just like, I don't know what this is, but it's fun, you know? And then I remember like I got my first care package from Shea Moisture and I was like, oh my God, I just got like $50 worth of products. And I'm a poor student that just graduated.
You appreciate
and I'm like,
it.
What? I had like a heart attack. I was like, this is amazing, Mom. I just saved myself so much money because Target Shea Moisture, like it's expensive.
It is.
So I was like, okay, this is amazing. Like maybe I should post about this. Maybe I should keep going. And then like I would get like brands following me and I'd be like, this is so fun. But clearly doing everything for free, not labeling myself as an influencer. Yeah. And then I started meeting other influencers and they were like, oh, you did this project like for this person? Like, how much did you charge? And I was like, charge? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I was literally, like, so shocked because I was like, people are making money off this?
Yeah.
Then I met more people, and then I was talking to more brands, and I was like, okay, this is a legit job. Like, people mm-hmm. are quitting their real jobs and doing this, like, full time.
Yeah.
And I was like, never going to happen for me because I just spent 4 years of my life in college.
Mm-hmm.
So then all of a sudden, I was like, okay, maybe I should start, like, doing this more and sharing more.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was doing it, like, during my lunch breaks and taking, yep. and I was working from home, so I was taking selfies and trying out different products.
You get so invested so fast because it's something
it. Yeah, exactly. And I was just like, okay, this is cool. And then that was basically like the like beginning stages of it. I had no idea what I was doing. I would never call myself an influencer, and I would have never in a million years thought that I would be doing this full time right now.
That is so amazing. So like, just to I guess like give us some background, what did you go to school for?
I went to school for my associates. I got my associates in visual merchandising.
Okay.
Because I like love fashion. That's mm-hmm. like one of my passions. But I couldn't deal with working in the industry.
Yeah.
Because I was doing Fashion Week and everything was behind the scenes. And I was just like, this is too much. Like, I yeah. love fashion so much. But I also love being creative. And mm-hmm. it's like really hard to like enjoy your job in
it
fashion
is.
And also like try to live a regular life
yeah.
because you work 24/8, which is what I do now,
right?
But I get to do what I want,
and
so
you get to make your own schedule too.
Yes.
So it's like very different.
But I also got my bachelor's in sports management and entertainment planning.
Oh, that's
because I swore I was going to plan the Super Bowl. I swore I was going to plan like the Victoria's Secret fashion show. I wanted to do events but still have like a touch of like fashion involved.
Yeah, I think like the cool thing about like being like an influencer or being like a blogger or whatever is that you kind of get to make these opportunities for yourself.
Exactly.
So like if you still wanted to do that, you could still
exactly.
do it. Like the sky is the limit. And mm-hmm. I was just talking to my photographer friend yesterday. I was just like, it's so cool that like now with these high level fashion shows that there are influencers like walking in the show.
And front row.
Exactly.
Like, if first of all, that would have never passed like when I was working in fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Like you had to be like the highest of the high to yep. sit front row at a fashion show. And it didn't matter if you were like a low end fashion person
mm-hmm.
or what you couldn't sit front row. Like that was like really a big deal. So now it's just like so different. So different.
I think it's so amazing and I feel like it's only gonna like skyrocket
exactly
from here.
Yeah.
But so I guess like transitioning to, well, fast forwarding to 2019 today. So you said you started being a full-time influencer like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
What was your thought process before you like immersed yourself as a full-time influencer? Like, were you scared? Were you nervous?
Girl, I was petrified, and my parents were not about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just like, you have loans, girl.
Yep.
Like, I don't know what you're gonna do, but you got to pay rent here.
Mm-hmm.
You need to chip in, and you better not forget about your loans. And my parents are very traditional New York's like parents, like
yep.
I come from a mixed background.
Mm-hmm.
So like they don't play no games. So when I was working before, my last job was Birchbox.
Oh, awesome.
So I had like a little bit of a beauty background. So that
yeah.
was cool for influencing, but there was no like room for me to grow. So
right.
I was like, and I suffer with really like really debilitating migraines.
Mm-hmm.
And I was spending so much time on the computer and it was just not working out.
Right.
So I had gotten like a really like huge job, which was huge then. It's not huge now.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, oh my God, let me see like if I could do this full time. Because I was still applying when I left Birchbox. I was still applying to places. Like I still wanted to go
right.
to work. I would never think I would be doing this full time.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, okay, it's been like 3 months. Let me see how long this can carry me. And I'm like a like budget queen.
Yeah.
So like when it came to like money and getting paid, like making very little bit as an
mm-hmm.
influencer, I was like, I got to save this. I have to
right.
save this. I have
mm-hmm.
to save this. Like if I want to do this, like I have to do it the right way. And then 6 months into being full time, I was like, this ain't for me, because it was like 2 months with no work.
Yeah.
And I was like, what am I doing wrong? And I was getting so discouraged. And I was like, this is not the life I want to live. Like, I want to be like comfortable. Like, I want
right.
to not worry about money. Like, I don't want to have to worry about bills or my loans or anything. And I was like, this isn't for me. So then
right.
I went back into doing full time, like digital freelance contracted
mm-hmm.
work for different brands. And it was the worst experience ever, because I feel like as a freelancer, like people take advantage
yeah,
and
they
don't care. And
mm-hmm.
if you're just a contractor, they're like, well, you're only here for 2 months. So, and I was like in like office, like I was going
oh,
into office
really?
All the time. Like I was like, it was basically like I was full time with them, but
right.
I was not like on paper. It was
mm-hmm.
like, you're contracted for this. This is what you do. And
mm-hmm.
then you leave and go home and we don't really care.
Mm.
So that like really took like a toll on me, and I was just like, this is not what I went to school for. This is not like, I don't want to have to worry. And then I was like, you know what, Ty, like if you want to work for yourself and you don't want to work for anyone else, you need to go hard.
Exactly.
Like there's no sleep, there's no hanging out, there's no partying. Nope. Like the only thing you can sleep, eat and breathe is your brand.
Exactly.
No. And that's literally what I did. And I can't even say how much I've like changed in the past like time that I've gone full time until now. It's like a whole different ball game. Mm-hmm. It's like even my friends and my parents notice that, like they're like, wow, you have no life, like your life is your job. And I was like, yeah, and I wouldn't want to have it any other way.
Yeah, because if it's your livelihood and you enjoy it, I mean, some things have to sacrifice.
Yeah.
And then you also be able to see like those things weren't priority anyway.
Exactly. And then I'm like, I'd rather kill myself now than be like 40 and killing myself. I'm like, I know that I'm setting myself up for like a really great, bright future. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if I'm going to miss on a couple events still with my best friends, I know they'll understand, you know? So I'm like, I definitely made the right choice, because I feel like every single thing I've done with work or like people around me has been like the best decision ever, because I wouldn't want to be anywhere else right now.
I definitely agree with you 100%. So you live, you sleep, eat your brand.
Yeah.
What is like a typical day for you, like from start to finish? Like what time do you usually like wake up? Like,
so if I'm, like I said before, like if I'm not in the city, like I'm waking up, trying to work out, like making breakfast, like just like getting my life together, like my basic stuff, and then like it's cracking up on my laptop, checking my emails, making sure like I'm on top of my due dates, making sure like I'm planning everything. Like my calendar is my best friend. And I'm a Virgo, so like I'm very anal and like perfectionist crazy lady, so everything is like by the minute, by the day, can't miss anything, everything is like lined up.
Do you have a tangible like planner, calendar?
I do, but I feel like it gets like no play anymore because like my bag is a suitcase, so if I'm carrying stuff, I don't want to have to carry my laptop and then my planner and then everything. So I'm like, okay, I'll have like some stuff in my planner, but everything's in my calendar on my phone. Every single thing, even hanging out with my best friends, and they think I'm crazy, and I'm like, no, y'all, I'm putting this in my calendar, because if I don't, I'll go home and sleep, and then you'll be upset.
Exactly.
You know? So it's like everything is planned to the, like the T. And then if I'm not home and not creating, then I'm in the city, and it's like today, it's like meeting after like lunch, after like nonstop, like meeting people, going to events, and just like literally bouncing from uptown to downtown, uptown to downtown, like going crazy, trying to fit everything and getting home around like 11 p.m.
Yep. Oh my God, like those days, those long days are like so draining.
Oh my God, girl.
But then you get home and you like appreciate it.
100%. Because I'd rather
done so much.
Yeah, and I'd rather be doing that than sitting at a desk from 9 to 5 working for someone else and making somebody else look cute. Because that's not even worth it. For me, at least. No shade to anybody.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, it just wasn't for me. And I had like a whole like situation where I was just like, no, Ty, you're going to work for yourself.
Everyone has a different path. And for me, like, I'm even still trying to figure out, okay, like, I have my 9 to 5 job, but like, how do I like transition into like my full time, like what I want to do, aka what I love? So it's definitely hard, and like,
oh my God,
a lot of people like aren't as brave as you.
Girl, it's it honestly, like I still think about it every day, because like my job has no security. So there could be a day where the internet like is down forever. Like, what am I gonna do? I'm gonna go back to work, because I didn't work like so hard in college for nothing.
Exactly.
You know, it's like I have a good resume, like I can do a lot of different things.
You have something to bounce back
exactly
on.
Exactly. But it's so scary, and I try to give as much like advice as I can to people who are like still in their 9 to 5 trying to get out of it.
Right.
It's all a mindset. It's like, if you set your mind to it and you think you can do it, literally 100% you can do it.
Yeah.
It's just what you have to sacrifice and what you have to change in your life, and you have to be willing to adapt to that.
That's so true. Like, I definitely agree with you 100%. So I guess like going off of where you are now, like what would you say like your biggest project or like accomplishment is to date?
Definitely.
I know you have a lot, because like I've been seeing a lot, and I've just been so proud of you. Like, yes,
thank
girl.
Thank you. Well, the first one was, this was something that was like really scary for me, because I'm like, like any other girl, any other woman, like very like still insecure with like my body.
Right.
So I remember People Style Watch, which is no longer around, but they had reached out to me to do like a bathing suits for everybody, like spread. And I was like, I literally called my mom and I was like, Mom, they want me to be in a bathing suit, but this is probably one of the biggest opportunities ever. She was like screaming her head off, because she's very Spanish and very loud, dramatic. And I'm like, oh God. She's like, you better do it. She's like, I don't care, you better do it. And I'm like, I don't even post bathing suit photos on my grid. Okay. Now I'm going to be in a magazine. I'm like a magazine that everybody in the world can easily see.
That's awesome.
And I did that. And I think that was huge because then it connected into the Today Show. So I was on TV with a bathing suit on, which I still can't believe because that was the scariest thing ever.
Yeah.
But it definitely helped me with my confidence because like every job and every opportunity I get, it like kind of pushes me like a little bit.
As a
Yes. And that was like, oh my God, like life changing. I was like, this is crazy. I'm on TV and I'm in a freaking bathing suit. So that was huge. And then this year, I did something with Calvin Klein, which is also huge because I was in underwear and a bra, which you don't see on my platform, like, rarely, unless I'm obsessed with the brand. But, yeah, I was just, like, really scared for that. And all the girls that were on the set with me were models, and I was the only influencer. And they were like, girl, you look great. Like, you, and I'm like, okay, they do this every single day. Like, you don't catch me taking photos in underwear and bra. And they're like, all about it, like living like their best life, and I'm literally shaking, sweating. So that was really huge because I always talk about like embracing who you are because I suffered so much with like so many insecurities when I was younger.
And everyone and does. Yeah. No one talks about it.
Exactly. And I was like, you know what? I have this platform that's helped me become secure.
Right.
And I'm not going to be secure in this photo shoot. Like, this is ridiculous, Ty. You better not be a fraud. Like, you better own this underwear and bra set. Calvin Klein is huge.
Yep.
You know, like, get your life and go out there and, like, be proud of who you are and everything you've done. So that was huge. And then the last one was recently. I did a campaign with H&M. And it was just insane because my face is on a bus. And, like, I think about it and I'm just like, this is crazy. And it's all about, like, being from New York City and loving New York City. And it was just so crazy. Like, I would have never thought in a million years that my face would be on a bus or in a train station. Like, it's just so, it was, I'm still not over it. Like, it's probably one of the most amazing things ever because I love H&M.
Yeah.
And I've been wearing H&M since I was, like, 14.
It's so crazy how things can come full circle.
What?
Like,
girl,
the opportunities are endless and it's amazing. And it really just stems from you saying yes to that very first one and being confident and being comfortable in your skin. And then look at all these other ones.
Yeah,
that just
it's
pop.
So true.
So I'm so proud of you.
Thank
I literally
you.
Can't say it enough. I really love like watching people blossom.
Oh my God. Thank you.
So moving to that, I know you said like you didn't want to be not confident like in that photo shoot when you talk about being confident and being, you know, beautiful in your own skin and things like that. So how do you like maintain authenticity on your platform? Because I know that sometimes it's hard, like not being as transparent or like not talking and sharing about things that you're still like struggling with. So how do you?
My number one thing is I've always been like when I was like, I feel like it was like a transformation because like I went from like the most negative teenager who was like super insecure. Like I was losing friends over it. I was just a miserable person. And it's crazy because people are like, you're the farthest thing from that. But like my real best friends that know me, they're like, you are a completely different person. Like if anyone's had like a glow up, like within themselves the most, it's you because like I've always been like very introverted, like extroverted when necessary, but I've always been a private person. So, and I've always loved just being myself and like taking pride in who I've become. So when it came to like creating a platform, I was like, I will give nothing more than myself. You know, I will never work with a brand I don't stand by. I will never take pictures I don't, you know, agree with. I will never put myself in a situation where someone has to question who I am. Because like that's something I'm like literally obsessed with. I literally take pride in everything I do and who I am, what I say. Like I stand by everything because people are following you because of that. So if like you give them something to make them think you're something else, like you're not doing your job. You know? And like influencing, like you can be anything you want. But it's like at the end of the day, a lot of people don't realize that if you're not yourself, you'll get nothing like out of it.
And
because
people
notice it.
Yeah.
Instantly. Instantly. Like, and you don't even have to be giving like 100% yourself because I'm like I said, I'm very private, so like I only show you what I want on my platform, you know, and like I won't be, I don't really post my family or like my close friends like barely ever because that's a whole different side of me, you know, and I want to, I have a fine line between influencing and then like my regular home life and I want to always keep it that way, but I never ever question anything that I post or anything that I do because like people follow me because of the way I am, so it's all about just being 100% true to yourself and being like comfortable with yourself. It's just literally, it's all about like who you see yourself as.
Exactly. I feel like sometimes we try to like fall into like this mode or like this aesthetic of how things should look. And honestly, like first starting out, I did too. Like I kind
of
like fell into it. And then I was like, you know what? it's stupid that I'm not posting this quote because it won't fit.
Exactly.
Or something like that when it matches my brand and
exactly.
who I am.
Exactly, and it's how you feel.
Exactly. So I'm just like, you know what? Aesthetic, fine, like, still love that. But if I want to post a quote, I'm going to post a quote.
Exactly. And it might matter. It might not match the last photo, exactly. but who cares? Because it's mine at the end of the day.
Right.
You know?
So going off of that and, like, authenticity, like, what are some gaps that you are seeing, like, in the influencer community? Or what are some things that you feel like some influencers are doing that could possibly, like, be better as far as, like, them talking to their audience and things like that?
I feel like one thing about the influencer space that I'm not a huge fan of is, like, the secrecy. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people, like, try to hide things, and I'm not that, maybe I just don't understand because I'm not that person. Like, right. I'm a giver. Mm-hmm. Like, so if there's information or there's a contact or there's some way that I can elevate or help you elevate yourself,
yeah.
I'm down for it, you mm-hmm. know? Because honestly, there's money for everyone and there's jobs for everyone. And
it is.
What's for you, you can, like, you can't change that, mm-hmm. you know? And it's what's for them is for them, and you can't change that either. So I think definitely, like, just being a little more, like, helpful, especially yeah. with, like, influencers that are just starting, because, like, when I started, I had zero help, you yeah. know, and I would reach out to huge bloggers and they would ignore me
yeah.
and it would just be like that. And I have very tough skin, so I don't really, things don't really offend me, things no. don't really affect me. But I think definitely, like, helping each other will get mm-hmm. everyone further. And I think, like, it's very cliche and people always say, you know, like, we're better together, but it's the honest truth. As cliche as it might sound, mm-hmm. it's like, you do better when you help people, and you do better when you're supporting other people, especially women.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, there's very few of us, as much as the industry is so big, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, it's very small. And yeah. it's like, the smallest things can change someone's, like, perspective, can mm-hmm. change their day, can change how they feel about themselves. So it's yeah. like, it's honestly about just, like, bettering each other.
Yeah.
So, and I'm trying to think of what else.
Well, while you think, I can definitely say that I agree with you. Like, this is why I admire you, because you have, like, over 100,000 followers, and yet you still, you know, communicate and talk to and still, like, collaborate with people who might not have that many followers. So mm-hmm. I think that that's important, because, like, if I were to reach out to, you know,
a huge
person, mm-hmm. I probably yeah. would not get any response. And mm-hmm. I think that I definitely agree with you 100%. Like, being more open, not being secretive, sharing. I
yeah.
mean, that's how you grow as a person. That's how you allow someone else to grow too.
Oh, 100%. I feel like the more you give, the more you get. And yeah. that's just something that I was raised on.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be just me, but I think that, you know, like, this industry is still blossoming
yeah.
and still people are still learning. And mm-hmm. there's a lot of people that want to get into this world, and
right.
it's really hard, you know? And yeah. it's like, there is a fine line between, like, people who really want to be about this life, and then people who are just like, I need to come up.
Right. Exactly.
So, like, that's probably my second thing that's mm-hmm. like very, like, aggravating now. But it's also like, I'm so happy I started when I did, and it was nothing, and mm-hmm. I didn't take it as anything, because
exactly.
now it's like, it's the new thing to, you know, just be an influencer and
yeah.
hope it works, and, you know, use this and mm-hmm. do this because it's trending or it's popular. But I feel like at the end of the day, like, you're gonna realize that if this is for you, it's for you, and
mm-hmm.
if it's not, you're gonna get tired of pretending
yep.
and you're gonna want to go right back to where you were. So it's just like, but it's an ever-growing industry,
yeah.
so you never know what next year can bring, or the mm-hmm. year after that. So
I always say that passion always wins.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone isn't passionate about anything,
yep.
it's going to be seen, like, and they're going to stop doing it because
yep.
they don't really care.
It's true.
So there are some girl bosses that are really, you know, all about sharing and really about uplifting and inspiring people. So who are your, like, favorite girl bosses right now?
So on the celebrity end, of
mm-hmm.
course, I love Yara.
Yes.
And I love Tracee Ellis Ross, because they're just, like, the epitome of being your 100% organic
mm-hmm.
self and literally holding back nothing. Like,
I agree.
Tracee posted a video in the gym, and, like, she's goals, because I can't even record myself working out, you know? So it's, like, watching women like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's such a difference in age between her
yeah.
and Yara, but, like, they just exude, like, amazingness, like, so much confidence and
mm-hmm.
so much, like, I'm so proud to be who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So on the celebrity end, definitely them.
Yeah, I love
and
them.
Then honestly, all of my close friends, like,
yeah.
I don't have, like, a lot of, like, girlfriends in the influencer space, but
yeah.
like Curls and Couture, Courtney
mm-hmm.
Danielle, like, she's, like, my go-to, and she's from Staten Island.
Yeah.
And then African Melanin,
mm-hmm.
Aisha, Michaela Varin, they're all, like, amazing. So, like, all my close girlfriends, like, they just literally motivate me every single day.
Yeah. I think it's good to have, you know, like, close girlfriends that are in, like, the influencer space too.
Yeah.
Because then you guys can, like, bounce ideas off of each other.
Always, always.
Like, you can also like hold each other accountable too. Like,
girl, always
what you posted was not up to par with what mm-hmm. you usually post, so you need to do that over again.
Yeah. And like for me, like being a woman of color, mm-hmm. like having like a Hispanic and Black background,
yeah,
and it's like it's very important like to surround yourself with people who like understand what's going on in the industry.
Exactly.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so like all of my friends are very proud to be minority, very yeah. proud to be a woman of color, and we help each other because honestly, like nobody's gonna help us.
No, they're not.
You know, nobody cares. Mm-hmm. So it's like as long as we have each other, we're good.
Yeah. So what advice would you have for someone who wants to be in the industry but they don't know where to start? They're not sure like what resources to use and things like that. Like, what would you say?
I would say number one is finding what you love. Yeah. And that could be like cooking. That could be like gardening. That mm-hmm. could be, it doesn't always have to be fashion beauty.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like there's so many passions out there. Like mm-hmm. I love to cook. Yeah. I don't like portray it on my platform just yet, but I would mm-hmm. love to.
Yeah.
But it's like, you have to find what you love. You can't just do something that's trending.
Right.
So finding what you love is number one. Mm-hmm. And then number two is like trying to focus on your audience and who you want to connect with. Like if you want to connect with like 30-year-old moms, then like you have to make sure the content you're creating is geared towards them.
Right.
If you want to like go more towards like 15 to 24, then make sure your content is geared towards that.
Right.
I feel like when I started, like research wasn't like something I did, mm-hmm. but I feel like now that like influencing is like a very technical, like I feel like it's like a scientific experiment now,
yeah.
because it's like if you really want to grow and you really want to do something, like mm-hmm. you have to be like about it. And there's like steps to take,
yeah.
you know? So I feel like definitely doing the research of like what other people are doing and getting inspired and like making it your own.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I usually do is like I always get inspired by other bloggers and other influencers.
Same.
And I'm like, oh my God, like she's traveling here. This is amazing. Like I would love to do my own twist on traveling there,
right.
you know? So it's like simple things like that. Doing the research, finding what you love and staying like true to yourself. Again, another cliche, but it's so important because if you're trying to be something you're not,
mm-hmm.
people will see it. It's yep. like an elephant in the room. It's like this girl is trying too hard or this guy is trying too hard.
Exactly.
And they're not really about that life where they don't even love this, you know, and people can pick up on it, especially other influencers, because
yeah.
like we're all striving and all have the same goals. Mm-hmm. And it's like if someone comes in and they're trying to do something that they're not comfortable with, you read it on their face.
Yeah, you do.
You know, so it's just, and it's also about staying consistent
mm-hmm.
and giving out quality content. And that can be on a podcast, that could be a video, that
yeah.
could be a blog, it could be anything. With life, you have to be consistent in anything that you want to, you know, get in your life. That could be your job,
mm-hmm.
you know, with your relationships. So definitely quality and consistency. I tell that to everybody. It's so, so, so important.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I feel like now there are more tools than ever. Like all you have to do is open your mouth and ask.
What?
Ask questions.
That is, you need to get that, like, you need, like, that should be tattooed on people because,
no,
like,
seriously.
It is so, it's so tiny, but it's so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Like, that literally was amazing.
It is. It's like, I wouldn't even be able to have, like, the space if I didn't open my mouth and ask, like, how do I get here?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's something important that people need to do.
Oh my God.
Like,
yes.
Like, put your pride aside.
Mm-hmm. Girl. There's been so many times where I was just like, oh my God, like I really would love to do this. I would love to do this my way. It's like, you need to send that email.
Yep.
You need to send that email. You need to send that call. You need to call. You need to text. You need to connect. You
mm-hmm.
need to literally, like, I'm telling you, there's people, I love when people reach out to me. Like,
yeah.
I love it. And it's like, it may take me a little while to get back to
mm-hmm.
you, but like, I'm telling you, I'm going to, you
yeah.
know, it's like a very rare occasion. It's, I always say it's all about like the approach.
Right.
It's like, if you email me on like the most professional, like email
mm-hmm.
and like you're spelling my name correctly
yeah,
and you're
exactly.
super interested,
that's
I'm going to help you no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, but if you come in my DMs and you're like, yo miss, like I love this outfit, can you like
Girl.
Send me the link, like no I can't. Or oh, I want to be an influencer, like I want to be Instagram popping, like can you help me? No, I
no.
cannot, because you don't really want to be, you just
you don't
want
even sound genuine.
Exactly. I'm like, do you speak to your mother like that? I'm like, no, you do not. You know, it's just like the
mm-hmm.
smallest things that people don't really understand until somebody tells them about themselves.
Exactly.
You know,
so Tyla, thank you so much for being on the show. Like, we want people to stay connected with you. So how can we find you?
My handle is actually my first name and my middle name, which is Tyla Loren. A lot of people say Lauren as well,
mm-hmm.
but it's T-Y-L-A-U-R-E-N. So it's Tyla Loren.
Okay.
And then my YouTube is Tyla Loren Gilmore, which
mm-hmm.
is like my full name. And then Tyla Loren on Twitter. And I think I covered it. Yeah.
Awesome. So thank you so much for being on the Female Millennial Podcast. We definitely enjoyed you. And I feel like a lot of people are going to be inspired by, like, your genuine words.
Yay.
Because, like, you have such a genuine story and you've blossomed and you've come so far.
Thank you.
So we are proud of you. We can't wait to see what else is in store. And thank you. thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So this episode was presented in partnership with Listening Party. Make sure you follow the crew on Instagram at Listening Party Presents and at Canal Street Radio. And of course, be sure to follow the Female Millennial Podcast at The Female Millennial. Talk to you guys next week. Bye.